A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
A lot of them negotiated the $50 for an evening date, not necessarily a dinner date, but just drinks in the evening. But now at this point, I probably just wouldn't leave my house for less than $100.
Today on My First Time, how much did you pay to go on your last date?
Hello, this is Megan Evan, and this is the story of my first ever sugar date.
Our guest today, Megan Evan, is a single mum. She's been doing online dating for a year or so, but Megan uses a very special kind of dating app. She's a sugar baby, as in she gets paid money to go on dates. For Megan, sugar dating has been an eye-opening experience, and it's one that's helped her make some cash too. This is her story.
I'm thinking about the novels that I would read about, maybe even, dare I say, Jane Austen, where one thing you had to consider, one major thing you had to consider when becoming entangled with a member of the opposite sex, or romantically entangled, should I say, was you did have to consider finances, especially back in those days when women had very limited opportunities to earn their own money and support themselves. And I suppose the new Victorian woman would be a single mother whose all of her finances and time and energy will be tied up in making the bills and being both parents. And it makes anything like dating financially painful. You know, just even getting your hair done and your nails done and having the right makeup and some new shoes to look nice for the date can cause a burden. And then on top of that, babysitting and childcare and things like that. So even to walk out the door to go and meet a man, I'm good $100 to $200 in, you know, and if the date doesn't show up, which would happen in the typical dating world, or cancels at the last minute, or it turns out to be, you know, a disastrous date, you're out a painful amount of money just for one evening. As the advice I've been given after my divorce was things like, oh, there's plenty of fish in the ocean and date around, see what's out there. And this is coming up to be $800 to $1,000 a month just to see what's out there. After a few months of this, it became painfully obvious that it was just not something I could continue to pursue and still provide for my child. With the sugar dating, it had that almost Victorian feel of it that, yes, the man, in order to have time with a woman, must provide.
Even on more vanilla apps, writing your online profile can be tricky. What do you put in? More importantly, what do you leave out? I wonder how different it is on a sugar dating app.
My profile, I generally try to keep quite minimal, more to kind of open up the possibilities. And I tried to keep it very open to keep a lot of fun and joy and lightness. Being in the entertainment industry, I'm very sensitive to things like what your first step is, what your first impression is. And even though it's been rough trying to maintain a dating lifestyle, I don't want that to color the experience. When I meet someone, I want it to be, hey, this is a joyous, pleasurable occasion. Let's take this opportunity to meet each other as our best people and talk about the most positive things that we want to happen in our lives. So I like to talk about, you know, my time spent in the Mediterranean and how much I enjoy Los Angeles and how I feel that there's, you know, a positive future on the horizon, that I'm just interested in, you know, lighthearted activities. And we'll go from there.
Online dating can seem like a bit of a playground at first. And Megan's first time using the sugar dating app was quite the experience.
I think I rather overdid it the first time I got some responses. You know, I immediately went on there and I pretty much sent messages. I think I ended up sending over 50 messages. And then I realized that was a terrible idea because I rather got an overwhelming response back and I had to sit down and take notes. And I was like, okay, this never ever happens on a typical dating site. And some of the responses were positive and some of them were negative. Some of them were just plain rude. So again, that happens in regular dating sites. It's not something I ever really experienced back in the day when I was first dating, because it's really not easy to be rude to someone's face when you're in the room with them. But when you're online, there's that buffer. And I didn't really know what I was doing. So I would give out price points. And one person came back with $1. And I was just like, okay, you could have just not responded. Like, you didn't have to just say, oh, you are worth $1 to me. You know, it was like, okay, if you're uncomfortable with this situation, please don't take it out on me. There's a certain amount of having to maintain your own dignity and just be sort of unwilling to accept just plain rude behavior. I had another man that offered, I think, twice what I'd asked, but then only wanted me to send pictures and would respond at really odd times of the night and things like that. So that was something that I realized, you know, you can't just go around constantly sending them picture after picture after picture. After about the third picture, they're just not going to do it.
Having whittled down all the chances to a few choice sugar daddies, Megan was ready to go on her first date.
The first date, I believe, was with the young man who grew up in a refugee camp, and it was very awkward for him, but I could tell he felt really awkward. So I really went out of my way to put him at his ease. We texted back and forth quite a bit. And I didn't go. We were meeting at a really cool bar in West Hollywood. And I didn't go in without him. I didn't do anything like that. I really was just like, hey, it's so lovely to meet you. And then we hung out. Unfortunately, I drank a stronger drink than I expected. So I was a little dizzy at the end of it. But after that wore off, you know, we ended up having a nice time. But then at the end of it, he was very, very awkward. And he had already said that, you know, he really comes here for a girlfriend. He wants the sugar part to go away quickly because he wants an actual girlfriend. And he did seem interested in that. But at the same time, he's very, very distant. And, you know, it was a lovely night. But then I didn't hear again from him for like 6 weeks. You know,
awkwardness, games, second guessing, kind of sounds like normal dating.
It was only $50. It wasn't a lot. I didn't really push for too much because he seemed like he had a lot on his plate and just really needed some human contact. So I was really just about trying to get him to laugh, trying to get him to have a nice time, you know, and then that was kind of it. The next two dates, we exchanged money. But by the third date, I just felt that, you know, I couldn't really connect with him. You know, he just had a lot going on. So on the third date, I essentially broke it off and I didn't ask for him to pay on that date. I just said, you know, please don't worry about it. I just feel like I just want to say that I had a lovely time and I think you're a lovely person, but I don't foresee, you know, this going any farther because he specifically wanted a girlfriend.
Megan is a relative newcomer to sugar dating and it's clearly working for her right now. But for some of the guys she meets, sugar dating is a way of life.
The one man who really obviously was well-schooled in this, he only commits to dating, sugar dating. And he told me that he's actually had like 5-year-long sugar dating relationships. And the only time he broke it off was when they became serious about him. So he's someone that is very, very comfortable with this situation. And he knows how much he's willing to give as a gift, as a cash gift. He was a lot more generous. Almost every hour he was handing me more cash and, and willing to also pay for the babysitting. And he would sing me songs. He loves Elvis. He would sing Elvis. He was very romantic in his own way, but he really needed, when he needed his space, he needed to be able to say, I need my space. And, I need for this, it's time for you to go home, or it's time for this to be over. And that's just something he needed. So he could be very present when he was comfortable, and then whatever was going on in his life, he needed that freedom to be able to say, okay, I need the rest of the day to myself or whatever. And I was fine with it. It was a lot of fun while I was with him. He's recently had a tragedy in his family and I haven't heard from him since. And I just know that he needs that. So it works out well for me as well.
Online dating can seem a little flat when everyone talks about the same stuff. Loving long walks on the beach and having a good sense of humour. But for Megan, the men she's met through sugar dating have been much more interesting than your average Tinder profile.
I would say that all of these men have somewhere along the line gotten the message that they're not necessarily looking for the typical marriage, because they themselves are not typical people, but they are looking to connect and they're just doing their best version of that. And if you as a sugar baby come to the table with some shaming guilt or, some kind of a judgment, preconceived notion about it, you're only going to sour the pot. You're a human being. You're coming to this for your reasons. They're a human being. They're coming to it for their reasons. If nothing else, they definitely have some self-esteem issues, because for some reason, they feel like it's the only way they can get female attention. And it may or may not be true. I find these men to be charming, but I also find them to need some extra discussions and, talking about things and kind of talking them down emotionally about things. And especially the money thing, they get very sensitive about that. So if they feel they're doing something noble with the money, if they feel they're genuinely helping someone, then they feel free to relate to you. And that is really ultimately what they're looking for. I think it's just a cop out to say it's all about sex. I think that everything is so much more complicated than that. But I think it's an easy handle to grab onto.
Megan makes sugar dating sound like regular dating. Maybe even better, because you're getting paid. But most people still have big question marks around it.
I don't care if they expect sex. If I don't want to have sex, it won't happen. And that's all there is to it. So I have been sexual with 3 of the 5 men that I've dated, and it was lovely and it was great. It didn't really cause any residual neediness or any desire to pursue that. If you accept money and then you go, right, and you just fling off your clothes and have go at it, the sex is not very good. So here's the second layer, which is, they still have to seduce you a bit. And by denying it and getting into maybe a bit of a back and forth, it actually makes the sex better. It makes it more pleasurable for the both of you.
No one likes asking for money, even if it does help secure their financial future. But sugar dating has to involve a transaction.
I didn't really think about this. I went completely on trust. The price point would be agreed upon, and then I would show up, have the date. And, for one person, I had to actually remind him at the end of it, well, were we going to do the sugar exchange? And he got really awkward and embarrassed and, handed me a little wad of rolled up $5 bills and things like that. And it was a bit like, oh, mate, this doesn't have to, can't we be more open and upfront about this? But then another day, before we'd even been served our drinks, he handed me this little envelope that had like a heart written on it. And, and he decorated himself. And I just found that very charming.
So experiences dealing with money while sugar dating can be mixed, sometimes good and sometimes not so hot. But how much does Megan charge?
Well, my price points changed as my experience changed and also my schedule changed and my reasons for doing this. So now I will settle for $50 and it has to be a coffee date. A lot of them negotiated the $50 for an evening date, not necessarily a dinner date, but just drinks in the evening. But now at this point, I probably just wouldn't leave my house for less than $100. Because, you know, having the experience and then having two sugar daddies that are quite regular, now I'm more in the 200 price point and gifts included. So that's because I'm comfortable with myself and I'm comfortable with my situation. And because, you know, I definitely understand the game a lot better.
As you can probably tell, Megan Evan is excited about her next dating adventure. But she's not necessarily your typical sugar baby. We tend to think of sugar babies as young women, maybe fresh out of college. Megan's a divorced single mum, and she brings something different to the table. Thinking about getting involved yourself, this is what Megan has to say.
My advice for sugar dating would be my advice for life, which is one, know yourself. Know what you're okay with, what you're not okay with, and love yourself first. And that is never to be compromised, ever. There's lots of things to negotiate. There's certain things that just can't be compromised. Just being willing to very much be in the moment with these people and understand how you feel about something and then try to understand how they feel about something. One of the great beauties of sugar dating is never having to pretend. Don't pretend that you're not as smart as you are or not as worldly as you are. It's one of the beauties of it, you know, because you're not necessarily going for the typical romance. After that, like, just try to remember that unless you're willing to walk away from a situation, you have nothing to negotiate with. And this is a lot of negotiations, which is a brilliant life skill to have.
Thanks for listening to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. And thanks very much to our guest Megan and her website, What's Your Price? My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor at Broadly. This episode was produced by Sam Bonham. If you're into what we're doing, please tell a friend, rate and subscribe when you get a sec. And of course, be sure to check out the article on Broadly featuring Megan. See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.